Pizza and Dan.
Pizza and Dan
are feeling forlorn.
Feeling forlorn.
Because they're stuck in a room.
Stuck in a room.
Playing Vampire Down.
Vampire Dawn.
The writing's abysmal.
It's really not good.
And the gameplay's no fun.
Gameplay's no fun.
But let's get this party started.
Let's get this party started.
Like it's 2001. The release year of this game.
Alright, here comes the show, everyone. Hope you like it. Bye bye.
What are you playing?
Ukulele and the Impossible Lair.
Oh, I've heard good things about that. Someone told me it's better than, what are they called? Ratchet and Clank. Boba and Fett.
The original Ukulele, I think, is cool, but this one is like a sequel, but it's also not 3D anymore. It's a two-dimensional side-scroller.
Oh.
And I don't like this at all.
Strange. Is it brand new? Like, is it a new... I've never heard of it. 2D ukulele.
I think it's a little older. I can't believe that this was new.
Banjo-Kazooie is who I was trying to say that someone told me they were better than.
Mm, yeah. I think they're on par, actually.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what's the objective of Yuka and Laylee?
So your bad friend has like this book and she wants to do something business related with it, I think. And then this evil bad guy standing in for Gruntilda sucks up all the books in the world. And the bad lady loses her book, and so you're gonna knock on that door to ask if you can get your book back, and then I guess you eventually
Pizza, did you say bad guy or bat guy?
Bad guy.
He's like okay, so the bad guy is not also a bat.
No, that's like a bee or something.
Oh, bees.
Yeah, the evilest of God's creations. He's called Capital B, and now I finally get the pun as well.
Wow. So you're beating the final boss right now.
No, not really. It's... Oof. I can uninstall this game. I don't care for this game. Bye. Mm. Good. That gives me a bit more of a... hard drive space. Delete. I guess you want to wait for that test before watching these. Oh, do we? Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, we could start. I got 5 more minutes before the timer goes off, approximately. We could start the next episode with hearing whether or not I have COVID-19. Although okay. It looks like I don't, because it seems to be firmly showing negative.
That's good. That's always good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So congratulations, Dan, on being COVID-negative.
I have to wait another 5 minutes to officially confirm it, but that's what the test is currently showing. Negative results. Yeah, I was sniffing and snotty, and my wife was like, got to take a rat test. And I was like, yeah, I do. So I have.
That's good. Good job. I had an official test the other day for going to the clinic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was also negative.
Good job.
And as you know, I don't even know if you know, ever since that day, I have a... surgery schedules.
Oh.
In 179 days from now.
179 days.
Yeah, I definitely can't help but count them.
Yeah.
As they go by.
Well. Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Very, very, very excited.
Oh, that's good. That's cool.
Yeah. It's probably going to be like the most life-changing thing I've ever done in my whole life.
Awesome. You mean apart from finishing Vampire's Dawn, right?
Right. Which, is that the segue?
No, it doesn't have to be. It's just a stupid joke.
You were going to say something before?
Was I?
No. No? Okay. We're here to watch the other three endings.
Before we watch the other endings, do we want to talk about, or do we want to wait till after? Like, hi everyone, welcome back. Just 6 days ago, you heard us beat the final boss and get all the ending stuff of Vampire's Dawn, and you would have heard us go like, and like deliver dialogue and then go, And so now it's 6 days later and you get to hear us learn about the other endings, but maybe talk about our thoughts on Vampire's Dawn.
Oh yeah, right? We had a lot of time to really think about, what are your words? You know.
Yeah, let it stew, let it sit.
Yeah, form opinions.
Microwave some falafels.
Kind of all week, all the time when I was doing something, I was... At some point, always, like, my mind was drifting to the ending, and I was like,
Yeah.
Wonder what the other endings are like, if I would like those more or not, and, like, really been thinking a lot about it in the meantime.
You know what I've been doing all week? I've been taking all of my valid criticisms of Vampire's Dawn and putting them into a rational framework, which can easily have my opinions expressed to the listener in a series of, you know, kind of like a 5-paragraph essay kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's, I'd love to start reading that right away. There's parts of this game which were cool. Right? But...
Yes.
What parts of the game were cool?
What parts of the game were cool?
I
think the ideas were always cool. The idea of having a castle that was your castle. The idea of having silver mines that were accumulating silver. The idea of having a carnival full of minigames. A lot of cool ideas in this game.
Yeah. Definitely. The world map was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I liked the continents and the islands. I think it was kind of well drawn. It looked like a real one, you know?
Yeah. True.
It's a shame that there wasn't any guidance, you know? Or that there wasn't limitations on where you could go at the beginning, which were then like lifted sequentially, like in a real RPG.
Totally. That would have been like the instant fix. Just like, oh, maybe we should go, like, have a reason to go someplace, which would be the place that you should go to next. And also be like,
directed a little bit.
Yeah.
Be that by, clear goal setting, which this game never really did, or by, like, limiting your exploration to bite-sized chunks, which this game didn't do.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so we could fly from this island to this island, and now we can explore this new town. But no, it's like, okay, now you can fly to any island, any continent, and explore every town. Just go crazy. And that was an experiment that Alex tried, I think. And it didn't work. It was frustrating.
You know what I just noticed?
What?
You're in my voice recording again.
Hey, I love it here in your voice recording.
I was wondering, like, why are these waves not stopping even though I'm not talking? And then they were matching what you were saying so well. All right, so, yeah, even the last episode we'll have baked audio, whatever.
Yeah, that's fine. It's got to be better than the time when I had forgotten, or I hadn't realized that my phone Wi-Fi had cut out, and so we were losing connection periodically. Like every 2 minutes, we'd just lose connection. That kind of sucked, right?
I remember that one. Oh,
I don't have COVID.
Nice. Good job.
Thanks.
I remember that one episode where you were like an episode that you recorded for your podcast years ago, where you said that, like, for some reason the saving fucked up and it was like missing these 20-second chunks or something, and you re-recorded those.
It was episode 1 of Warlock of Firetop Mountain. Yeah.
I listened to that and I tried to listen for like the edit points and stuff, and I could not really tell, except for one or two times where it was so obvious that I was like, it was so silly, but also great.
That was amazing. It stands as one of the things that I look back on and I'm glad that I'm past. Because if I was faced with doing that again, I'd be like, no.
Yeah. Same. I also did some crazy fucking things to save, like, Let's Play recordings, where nowadays I would be like, oh, well, guess that goes in the bin. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. That's it. Hang on. I'm just going to really savor this very last falafel.
Oh. I don't... What the fuck? What is up with my brain? Sometimes I'm... You said falafel, I got envious of food. My next thought was, well, but I don't want to eat food right now because I want to lose weight. So I look across my table and I see this stapler. And I...
yeah?
And the next thought is, well, I could staple my tongue. But why? Why would I think that?
So like a, I don't know, like a punishment for being hungry?
No.
Or is it like a sensory,
like,
thing?
No, like something I could do instead of eating.
Yes.
Sure, yeah. That's the thing I can do with my mouth, with the thing that's on the table here, yes. But that's not eating.
Yeah. Cool. Are you okay, Pizza?
Yeah.
Everything all right? You getting enough sleep, Pizza?
Yeah, I sleep perfectly fine.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, I think that's done enough. That's enough analysis of Vampire's Dawn. Listeners, email in your own analysis. I'm not going to read it. Maybe Pizza will, though. But, you know, that feeling. Oh, yeah, we don't have public email address. Email it to pizzacast@gmail.com.
Yes.
Pizzacast@gmail.com. Just go ahead. Because I know the feeling of having an opinion about something that someone's discussing on a podcast and wanting to get it out. So we're not going to read your email, but you can get it out anyway and just send it to that address.
Or even better, write it on a piece of paper. Like, when was the last time you wrote anything with an actual pen? Why don't you do that again? Do it right now with this, or not right now, do it after this episode is over, whenever you have time. Just get a sheet of paper and a pen and write down your opinion of this video game. And then fold that sheet of paper up into like an airplane shape and just let it fly and let your thoughts fly out the window wherever the wind may take them.
Or like leave it on a bus or something.
Just make sure somebody else has the opportunity to discover your thoughts. But don't leave, like, contact info, because they'll think you're crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Did you ever... Yeah, cool.
Know what I did when I was, like, young?
What?
I would write stuff on random walls and like, benches with Sharpie. I would get Sharpie specifically to do that, like a white one, to write on dark stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I would just write like fucking stories that I would come up with on the spot. And when I was walking to school in the morning, I would pass that spot and I would look at that and be like, oh yeah, it's my story. Wonder if somebody read it. That was before the internet, you know? I was posting.
You were posting. You were on Twitter. You're on Bencher or whatever.
Yeah, I had a fucking block, which was some wall on the way to school.
Sweet. Yeah. Well, sounds like that worked for you.
I don't know.
There you go. I think the only thing I've ever written on a wall was back in school. There was a urinal. It was like one of these big trough urinals where a group of people could all wee into the same trough. And it used to have a button to flush. And it was right in the top, in the middle of the urinal, above the urinal area, where you hit the button and it would flush and water would, you know, wash away all the wee. But at some stage, the cistern stopped working or whatever, and you couldn't flush the urinal anymore. And they took the button away, and what was left was a hole. And I saw that hole every time I went and used the urinal, and eventually I gave in, and I took a pen. It was an orange highlighter, but it was permanent enough to last several years. And I wrote 100 points above the hole in front of the urinal.
Oh, no.
It was far too high for anyone to actually wee into, but I made myself laugh.
Let's hope you didn't cause any property damage.
I mean, that's property damage, but I'm sure school, like, yeah. Mm. I'm sure that they had to deal with a lot worse.
Yeah, most likely. Ah, that button must have been filthy. Blah.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, no good. So, should we watch some endings?
Yeah, I mean, that's as good a connection to the game as anything. Piss.
I've never told anyone that story.
Ah, that, well, now you told it, like, 21, 22 people, I guess?
Yeah. It's kind of. Can I tell them another story I think is funny?
Sure.
Soon after my son came home from hospital, where he lived for a little over a year, me and my wife had to start sourcing our own formula for him, because he drank and still drinks a little bit of infant formula, because it's the best sort of like most high calorie food mix. And we were like driving home from the hospital one day, where it turns out they had run out of infant formula, and we had to try and get it from somewhere else. So we parked in front of a 777 pharmacy, which is the brand name of a pharmacy here in Australia. And my wife was like, okay, me and Joe will wait in the car. You go in and see if they've got the formula. And remember, it's Aptimil Pepti Junior Gold that you need. And I'm like, okay, cool. Aptimil Pepti Junior Gold. And I go into the pharmacy and I'm like, I'm looking for some Aptimil Pepti Junior Gold. And the pharmacist says, that's actually a prescription only formula. And I'm like, oh, okay, sorry. And so I leave. And I go back to my wife in the car, and I'm like, it's a prescription-only formula. And she's like, Dan, I fucking handed you the prescription. You've got it. You've got it in your hand. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, I've got a prescription. And so I went back into the pharmacy, and I'm like, I've got a prescription for Aptimil Pepti Jr. And the pharmacist was like, oh, we don't have any. Obviously, I told my wife that story and no one else. But I still think about it because it makes me laugh. It's so funny.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's our society at work.
The pharmacist was like, no, that's prescription-only formula. I'm like, oh, okay. And I come back, I've got a prescription. We don't have any. Anyway. Okay. Now let's watch endings.
All right.
Oh, shush cap.
So, the first thing is right when Valna got told, oh, you've been an evil vampire, blah blah. So now we're gonna watch the good version of that.
Stream it to me. Let me see it.
Alright, but only this once.
Thanks, pizza. Yeah, we can't make a habit out of this.
No.
Me seeing the game.
No. Yeah. You can also see my recommended videos. The viewers at home can't. I've cropped that for everybody but you. So only you can see that all I watch is Derma.
Let me try and make this more full screen. Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess that'll have to do. Okay. So Asgard is like, this is everything, and at the same time, nothing. He's talking about the ether world.
Right, he's still explaining that I'm just going to not read anything until we're at the part that's like...
Okay. What Pete means is, this is an illusion created by me. And then what I mean is, I'm waiting for you at the end if you manage to get there. This is the only chance. Power's within you, said Asgard. And Valinor's like, you son of a bitch, Asgard, I'm going to kill you. Sorry, Pete, sorry, I took your turn.
What the fuck is quite a bizarre hatred? Why is that there? Is that a live comment from whoever was playing this? Like,
maybe. It looks like this is a stock image, and that's the website.
Here we go.
That's just what it looks like.
What are you talking about? Asgard says, he probably just said something like, oh, come and gather me, because now he says, because, as it turns out, you have become a truly, quote-unquote, kind vampire.
This is the Mad Libs approach to alternate endings. They just find, like, search and replace the word cruel for kind.
I wonder what's going on in the video, because it pauses real long here. Let's see.
It can be a not kind one, that's the other half.
Okay, somebody's talking. Oh, see, it's live comments. On the right there.
Yeah. It's like a chat room. Audience. Yeah. This is a stream, I guess.
Right.
Asgard says, would you look at that? A vampire who helps the humans and protects them.
Right. I don't really have control to skip these messages right away, so this pacing is going to be all weird.
Oh, that's okay. Just let it play. We'll just read quickly.
Okay. But I will have to skip once this person starts going through this fucking dungeon.
Yeah.
Or, no, it seems like they know. Yeah, other than me, how to edit videos. I only edit if somebody pays me for it. That's the thing.
That's fair enough. Who is Jerma? I've never heard of Jerma.
Oh, he's the fucking funniest person in the world.
Oh, cool.
It's Dark... like a streamer guy.
Dark Mystery Castle ambience. Is that the video that was playing in the last episode?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's it. I like to just put that on sometimes. Actually, I will. Like, when I hang out. I'm going to kill you for everything you have done to me, Daniel.
Oh, no, pizza, please. I didn't mean to.
Damn, what's happening?
Damn, what's happening to me? No, that was my turn. I'm going to kill you for everything you've done to me, pizza.
I was just going to roleplay, like, Valna and Asuka and all, but that didn't work out. Like, you're Asuka, I'm Valna. Why didn't we ever do it like that? That makes so much more sense.
No, that sucks compared to our method.
Just as I thought, a vampire your with turn. Honor is what you really have become. Valna looks different now. He's not like a statue anymore, as he was when he was evil.
It will be my pleasure to fight against you. Come on.
You're going to wish you had never created me, because I have shoulder pads now and a black cape.
Valna, this is the last mistake you made. At first I thought we could...
become friends. But now you're on the wrong side.
I don't need your fake friendship alone.
Too bad for you. There was a lot of potential in you. I love that. Oh.
And now come for your final death. That's what you want, right?
I love that. You are both going to die.
Go and try, but before I forget, there's something else. I took the transformation spells.
Oh, did he say that? From you. After all, you should wander through your nightmare by foot.
That's not gonna stop me.
And you shall never return to my castle either. Ah, it's all explained.
Yeah.
And then we save.
Yeah, he did. I think he did say that.
Valna got the Sharingan, says a comment. He's just got red eyes, calm down.
Ah.
Okay, now he's walking around the dungeon. Also, they also got that, that modern font. I also checked, the font was different, slightly.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. You're the fraud. I'm the real artist.
No, I'm a Photoshop expert. I know when the fonts are the same and different, and when a mouth is flipped upside down or not.
Um.
This guy's going the wrong way, right?
Yeah.
Or is this the right way?
I think there's going to be a cut soon. They're probably just finishing their thought or whatever, and then they're going to cut like an actual video editor. Unlike me.
How many views has this got?
41.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's 2 years old. No.
Whose video are we watching?
Dark Bahamut 162.
Dark Bahamut. I feel like I've played a game called Dark Bahamut.
There's Bahamut Lagoon for Super Nintendo.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of Final Bahamut, which I played for a game jam thing. Hey, look. There was no cut. He just went right there.
What the fuck? That's not... What? That's...
Well, then, Valnut, try your luck.
You really are... Oh, that's a line. You really are only an insignificant little vampire.
For humanity!
Har, bring on. You bring it on, you shining hero. And there's the fight.
Let's see how he handles the fight, shall we?
Sure.
Black casting Black Might first. That was a clever move.
Casting it again? It stacks.
Oh, again?
It does.
It stacks?
No way.
How many times is he going to do it?
Three times.
Oh, no. Three times.
Four times?
Oh.
No way.
Well, at least... So this would have been... Wow, five times. Oh my god.
What the fuck? No, that's not gonna work. Oh wow, all the items 99? Is that for real?
This guy might know his shit.
This guy might be cheating. No, probably not.
This kind of makes me feel okay. Because it... Wait, how's he doing? Is it actually making an effect? Oh, he's just still doing Black Might.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, now Valna is not...
one-shot him?
I think Valna isn't taking... No. He's not taking physical damage anymore.
Holy moly.
But the spells still hit the same. And he attacks for 220 HP.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good damage.
No video game ever had a stat boost spell that stacked.
This at least... Like, if we had gotten to Asgard and Elaine and they were level 80... there was hope for us.
I'm glad we never figured that out, because that's just a win-all fights kind of strategy. And if you have the demon, you can even do that twice. All the time.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to skip a bit forward. They're both dead.
Right. They both drop strong souls.
It is
over once and for all.
That's what
said Belna. I took it.
I don't know whose turn it even was. It's first come, first served. Asgard says the same thing that he said when we won, so you better remember.
It's the best for humanity when you two die!
And Asgard's dead. Elaine says, do it, Valna. Maybe it's for the best. Save humanity.
Oh, Elaine, I have to. Chop.
You kind of don't.
Yeah. No, he kind of didn't in that moment.
So, what now?
The bodies are flashing yellow and pink.
Mm-hmm.
Magenta. Oh, they're souls.
I love the comments of one guy in the top right. They're spot on.
I can't read it. It's a bit too low bitratey.
Saying there wasn't much reluctance to this.
The last one. I'm the last one.
Oh, Valna, you're looking so cool. What am I supposed to do now? Well...
Fade to black.
Oh yeah, boy. And grandpa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so this was it. The fate of the three of them.
Asgard and Elaine died, and Valna was now the last vampire in the world. Awesome, authentic, just quiet right now.
Oh, what an immense responsibility it was for him to be the last one of this.
Powerful vampire race.
Grandpa, that's a terrible ending. Asgard's gone insane. Elaine.
Was also on his side, and Valna had no other choice but to kill them. Yeah, that's all the same.
Yes, Valna was thinking for a long while.
He now had the power to determine the fate of the vampires.
To get some advice, he went back to the Children of the Apocalypse.
Fate of Black? Oh, I'm so excited to see all four endings like this. It's like a public viewing. There it glows, the last light of the vampires. My light. He stands, Valna stands in front of the
vampires. You are the last one. Choose wisely. You determine our future, says cult leader.
If you still plan on hiding somewhere and staying alone for the rest of your
life, then it will be our demise because we depend on the vampires.
So that's it? I'm supposed to create new vampires so you can keep and...
expand your power? Is this my purpose? Your power? Says an angry Valnar.
It is your decision when it decides the future of the society as we currently know it. Wow, what a transition of a voice.
We won't be able to bribe anyone anymore. The business will collapse and it will mean certain death for...
every member of the cult.
Oh, thank you. You made my decision a lot easier, says Valnar.
Wait, give me 1 second. The random comments at the top say, the other streamer killed the Children of the Apocalypse. Does this cutscene even appear then? I'm gonna guess it probably does. After all, what are your few lives compared to the ones of humankind if I create new...
vampires.
And he leaves. The future of a whole race rests on the shoulders of one single person. We see a bat flying across the overworld.
But this race is a threat to humanity,
blood
says red, the blood.
That's the blood red text in the middle again. Is a vampire superior to a human?
Are vampires even the next stage of evolution for humanity?
While another utilitarian says the comments, can the existence of such a dangerous race be allowed?
But aren't the goals of humanity the same?
Control.
Where is this going?
Over everything and everyone.
The bat stopped.
The bat's just chilling out in the middle of a road in a field.
Yeah. Oh, Klenna. Or Klenna. It was still in blood red text.
Yeah. Klenna. What a melancholic town. My home.
Better burn it down. Klenna. Kill everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, Aisha. Why couldn't we just live in peace?
If only I could turn back time, I would protect you.
But it's impossible. Now I am alone. Completely alone.
What's the purpose of my life now? My life, in inverted commas, is a vampire.
Can we revive Morlana now and live happily ever after? Say the comment.
Oh.
We're flying up a mountain. It is over. Left alone. Rejected by the world.
I never wanted to be a vampire, and now I'm a creature of myth. A creature stemmed from a...
Stormed from a gruesome nightmare. Born to bring suffering, never being able to find salvation.
Stormed from a gruesome... It has to stop. No more vampires must be ever created.
Or stormed.
This vampire on top of this cliff.
Vampires must not continue to...
Creatures of the night. They have no right to exist.
That went by too fast. Something in the world. How will Walnut get a second game with that kind of ending? Say the comment. I love the comments. The commenter is called Thigh Water, but not like a thigh. T-H-Y water. Thy water. Oh. I have to end it, now and forever. Farewell, glorious world. We get the suicide ending.
Farewell, Klenna. Farewell, Aisha. Farewell, shining sun.
The moon is up, not the sun.
That's right.
May destiny be more kind to me this time. Wait, did you try that before?
May there never be any more vampires, says Valna, sitting on the edge of the cliff. And oh, he, what?
He thrusts the blade in himself, now he's falling down the cliff. And midway it stops, like time freezes and it turns black and white. And a voiceover says, you probably wonder how I got into this situation.
Well, it's a long story.
We're back at Grandson.
How sad, he killed himself.
He decided in favor of humanity. The vampires would be their death.
His frustration ultimately made him do this final action, the suicide.
Yep. Grandpa, I can barely hold back my tears. Such a sad ending.
But it's just a story. But his death wasn't really the end.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Can't do it. No, I'm not a cat apparently.
Because he didn't simply die. Instead, he lived on a blood spot. He lived on as a blood spirit in endless pain.
In eternal suffering. If you're quiet enough, you can hear his screams of pain in the wind to this day.
Grandson just goes dot dot dot.
The children of the apocalypse were forgotten. Their power was broken.
The tomb in Azran was rifled completely and the powerful spellbook destroyed.
It was burned by the highest members of the church so that it never comes to such
a catastrophe ever again. But the lives of the people went on.
There were never again vampires, and so the people could fall asleep at night peacefully.
The commons quote the old man from the beginning saying, I did say it was a bad night, sorry.
and you should do so as well. It has gotten late.
Grandpa, that was a very beautiful story, even though the ending
was way too sad, in my opinion.
Maybe I'll tell you the story again tomorrow with another ending.
Okay. But I wonder, how could Valna even kill Asuka? Oh, yeah. I think we can skip this, right?
Yeah,
fuck the rest of this.
Yeah. Should we go through the credits again?
No. No. Oh, cool. It starts right after
this is our ending. This is the one I've already done.
Right, okay. Let's skip to bad 2 then. Here we are. Oh, wow. The font and everything is different.
Oh.
I'll start. Valna, standing in front of the book in the underground cathedral, blah, 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 says, now we two are the last vampires on this planet.
Okay, so we don't get to see how the whole Elaine Asgard thing went down.
I guess we don't.
But, oh well, whatever. Listeners, you can just imagine it. It's fine. Elaine says, it was fate. That's how it must be.
What do we do now? Says Valna.
I don't know, Valna, but I'm glad we're still together.
So am I. That way we can change the world together.
Uh-oh. What do you mean?
Change the world, the two of us. Asuka was right.
The world must be changed through us. We'll create new vampires.
New vampires? Yes, that's a very good idea. Let us create new vampires.
Let us revive the race of the vampires. It shall rule the earth.
Not those loathsome, weak humans.
Yeah, and this book will help us.
And from now on begins a new era, the era of the vampires. The end.
Yeah, I think the whole thing is going to pretty much play out the same as our ending, right?
Oh yeah, probably.
Oh, so this is it, the fate of the three of them.
No, it's not. No,
it's different.
I see some thumbnails, yeah. What an immense responsibility for them to create
a powerful vampire race.
Varla and Elaine were now together and wanted to revive the vampire race.
Precisely. Both of them had an evil attitude towards humanity.
It looked like they wanted to stay together for the next centuries and decided... Sorry, that's old man speaking.
Future of the Earth.
My brain is... And so they began creating the first new vampires. You see, when a woman vampire and a man vampire...
love each other very much. Oh man, what a stupid idea to go through the forest like this in the middle
of the night to get to Aruya.
But the girls there are gonna comfort me. Oh, I'm so looking forward
to the Spanish room.
Just why do I have this strange feeling?
Elaine jumps out of the tree. Got you.
Ah, we killed him.
Varna says that was number 7. And they go back into the tree.
Killing people one at a time.
Wow.
Oh, ouch. Damn it, did something bite me? Asks man. Oh,
and so they created one vampire after another.
And of course, the new vampires created new ones as well.
Oh, wow, we see actual Whoa. Sex.
Yes, actual sex is taking place.
Actual
is that, but is that sex. The, is that the Greek room or the Spanish room?
It's gotta be the Spanish room. Yeah, man says...
Man says, damn, you're good, yes! He's fucking someone.
Great, Melina says, oh, faster, faster, yes.
Yeah, he's going faster.
Oh, he's turning into a vampire right here.
Hey, why did you stop? I still have other customers today, says Melina.
Why have you come already?
He's flashing black, so yeah, I think he's coming.
That's how it goes. A girl
Melina says, ah!
A girl yeah, girl says, sigh. Melina always gets what? The good customers?
Yeah, judging by her scream, she must have one hell of an orgasm.
And she's dying right now.
Oh no! She's being torn asunder by a vampire!
Maybe she just got turned into a... Oh. And so even more vampires got created gradually.
After that vivid sex scene, the world changed in an instant. The humans were hunted and the vampires reigned. Vampires like that one who fucked that woman just then. Do you hear me, Johnny? Whatever
your name is. Get some black text, red blood text. What happens if the balance of nature gets destroyed?
Will it destroy nature?
What? We see vampires turning people to vampires. An organism alien to this peaceful world.
Is this the end of the world?
Oh. Or is there a cure? Yeah, there's bats and vampires.
Can a war be this cure? Asks the blood text.
Or will it be the end once and for all? More of that premium silence.
I can't believe there was a sex scene in this.
Yeah, me neither. It was so vivid too, like full screen.
It was. The thrusting.
Yeah. There's a Feyran Radis.
My fellow citizens, the vampires kill one human after another.
We have to put an end to it before they spread over the entire world.
There's a little blonde head boy in the church. Because then it will be too late.
I was given the rank of the high priest so I can lead the battle against the vampires. I don't have it in me to boy. Do this voice right now.
I have proven my skills as a warrior many times before.
And I'm going to prove my skills as a leader now.
I hereby declare the holy war of humanity against the vampires.
We must not lose this war.
History has proven that we can win such a war.
But unlike the disappointing Vincent Waynard, we are going to eradicate all vampires.
Oh. Feyran what?
Radis?
Radis? Radis? Radis. Radis. He's a little blonde boy.
In a church, just like Vincent Waynard. History repeats itself.
Oh, And so it came to another holy war.
But this was a war humanity could not win. Their new leader, Feyran Riddas,
didn't have the abilities of Vincent Vanyard.
Or the voice.
It was just a little kid.
It was a last resistance against the vampires, and they did get killed by the hundreds. Yet, it... Long pause.
Was not enough. Humanity died out, but the vampires soon had.
To realize that humanity's demise meant their own death as well.
So both sides of the war died? Asks grandson.
Yes, without the blood of the humans, the vampires could not survive for long. Don't you learn?
And in rage, caused by the blood shortage, Valnar and Elaine fought against each other.
In the end, they say you can still hear their fight in the wind to this day.
Oh, their fight in the wind. that's not a really That was a really fascinating story, Grandpa.
That's not a really fascinating story, Grandpa.
But I rather would have liked some other ending.
Yeah, blah, blah. Okay. Tell you again tomorrow. Here is now, I guess, the canon ending then.
Great. I wonder how many sex scenes this one's going to have.
All of them. It's one giant orgy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but here's what really happened is what the text on screen says.
Valnar says, now I think I'm ready to see the canon ending.
Let's go.
Now we two are the last vampires on this planet, says Valnar.
Elaine says, ... It was fate. That's how it must be. We had that.
What do we do now, says Valnar.
I don't know, Valnar, because I'm just a woman, but I'm glad we're still together.
So am I, Elaine.
Let's return to the castle.
Okay, we'll think about what to do there.
Well, you make me a sandwich. Can't get over this.
Mm.
Elaine is not a person.
No. So this was it, the fate of the three of them.
Oscar died, and Elaine and Valnar were now the last vampires in the world.
What an immense responsibility it was for them to be the last ones
of this powerful vampire race.
Grandpa, that was really a fascinating turn of events.
And now Valnar and Elaine were a couple, an undead couple.
That's right. During the events of the story, Elaine fell in love with Valnar.
And Valnar felt the same for Elaine.
But of them, both of them had enough of the monster myth of the vampires. They realized it would be
best for the
they'd had enough of the monster myth
if they remained the last two vampires,
aside from one little exception.
Grandpa, you can't mean...
yes, that's exactly what I mean. They stole someone's baby.
Wow.
What?
Valnar says, all right, my little girl, now you're looking splendid once again. They're standing what in their the old fuck? Home.
Jaina. But Dad, all the guys will wolf whistle me again. That's totally annoying.
She looks to be like 16 or something. Oh dear, you should be happy you are coveted by the humans. It's Elaine.
Oh, good message. Now we've been living here for so long and I almost feel like a human.
If it weren't for these fangs...
No one can see them. Your vampiric aura let the humans think you took...
Look.
You look...
Normal. And that's good that way. We want to live among them, after all. Dan Valnar's old home, by the way.
That's why you must never turn a human into a vampire, says Elaine.
It's too dangerous for us. We've been living here for 12 years now and didn't age a year. We don't want to...
risk our current situation, our friends who wolf whistle my 12-year-old daughter, our home.
I get it, Mom. I will be careful not to transform a human.
Good girl. My daughter.
Aren't you also hungry?
Now that you mention it, let's go and find a lonely human somewhere, says Valnar.
Okay then, off we go, says Elaine. Oh, three bats are flying over the world map.
Is it honorless to hide one's true nature? Asks the blood text.
Is it necessary to hide throughout the whole life? Is that a sentence?
Can a vampire live among humans?
Does a vampire have to be evil?
It's like soap. Aren't the deeds what makes someone good or evil?
Or is it the species alone?
Wow. I don't know, blood.
Blood.
Oh, I guess they went back home.
Your turn.
Oh, you know, Elaine, sometimes I wonder what would happen if Asghar...
Turns out you didn't have to
What
hurry.
Would have happened if Asghar...
Hadn't gone insane like that.
Strange. I'm also thinking about that sometimes.
Then everything would probably be different. We wouldn't have a daughter.
And we would probably live in the castle.
I wonder what they did with Asghar's coffin now that the castle is inhabited by humans.
Once again.
I assume it was burned, like many other things as well.
And what happened to Ronak anyway?
I think he's now part of some sort of circus of curiosities.
You think he deserves this?
I suppose not, but at least he wasn't killed.
And I guess he's not worse off than he was under Asghar's sway. I love the care the game's taking about Ronak.
Yeah.
I hope so for him. I kind of feel sorry for him, though.
Me too.
How about we free him?
And then what? He can't live here.
Why not? I simply make him look like a human or a pet. This is the first conversation in the game that feels real.
I have the power for that, thanks to the book.
That's a good idea. I take a look and see if there's such a spell written in it. Oh, she gets up. She takes a look.
Oh, strange. Didn't you put the book on this shelf?
I did. Don't tell me it's gone.
Oh, no. I think we were robbed.
Oh, is this the ending of the Super Mario Brothers movie?
Whoa. Who's that?
A thief on a mountain says, "Phew, what a climb."
Soon I'll be rewarded.
Keeps going. Unlimited power.
That'll be awesome, says the thief.
Oh, there's Asghar looking weirdly.
My lord, I got what you wanted. The book. We're in the magic chamber.
Ah, at last. Well done, says Asghar's blood spirit.
Thank you, my lord. I've eavesdropped on them a little after their daughter left the
house, and they seem to think your castle was cleared out completely, and that your coffin
was destroyed.
Ha ha ha, those stinking fools, soon they will pay.
And they also know Ronak is in some kind of curiosity circus.
Oh, I suppose I will free him on occasion.
My lord, it has been many years.
Years full of pain. Too many years.
But I just couldn't resist the pain and get control of my senses back earlier. But now...
The time has come. I came to you, gave you an order, and now you brought me what I...
Wanted. The book.
Yes, my lord.
And then you shall receive your reward for that.
Thank you, my lord. You're too kind.
And now cast a spell. The spell through which I will become flesh again.
Yes, my lord.
Okay, here I go.
This is the only spell book in the world that contains a spell to turn back a blood spirit.
Into a vampire. That one.
Inoxteria vivification of a blood spirit.
I wasn't sure if you were going to make it. That was also fast. As you command, my lord, and then you will really give me some part of your power?
Yes, yes, of course. Cast the spell already.
In Devox Anius Daru,
says the thief.
Go on.
El Solda Unropa.
White flashes.
Oh, flash.
Asghar flashes.
Ah, ha, 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 you foolish little human. Finally, I'm back.
But you said...
We see Asuka laugh, so it's going like... Right.
Yeah. I said nothing.
My lord, what are you doing? And the head goes off.
Such a fool. And now I'm going to take a look at the book.
And then those two traitors, what?
Didn't the little worm say something about a daughter?
Yeah, that gives me a vicious idea.
Well, the good ending's not very good, is it?
Oh no, don't tell me she's gonna die.
But this is boring.
Humans are dull. Why can't I have any friends?
Vampire friends.
Huh? What's going on? There's Asuka.
Oh, hello, my little lady.
Who are you?
You may call me Asuka.
Asuka? Weird. That name sounds familiar somehow.
Are you one of Dad's old friends? Dad never talks about his past.
Old friend? Oh, yes. We are very good friends. I've known your father forever.
Hey, then you surely can tell me something about my parents' past.
Of course, and I can tell you a lot more.
Well, what do you mean?
I've been watching you. You seem to be very lonely.
I'm afraid you're right. I do have human friends, but I'm not happy with them. After all...
They are only humans. I'd like to have real friends.
Vampire friends. Lots of them. To finally have real fun.
Believe me, I can understand you all too well. I am also feeling a little...
lonely at the moment, but that can be changed.
Come with me. I'll show you the true joy of the vampire experience. Existence.
You will have lots of vampire friends, and you will only enjoy your existence as a vampire.
I can't. Dad forbade me to go along with strangers.
I can't force you, but think about it. Without me, you will never...
have real friends. I am the only one who knows where the other vampires are.
And who would tell you that?
Why would you do that? You don't even know me.
Well, let's just say I pity you. I have experienced the feeling of loneliness myself, not alone.
Time ago, I know the pain. Indeed I do.
You pity me? Oh, I'm sorry, but I find that hard to believe.
Oh, well, then I will leave you, and you're never going to have real friends.
Jaina says ... Fine, show me where they are.
With pleasure. We're going to be with them soon.
You better not be lying, otherwise I'll tell Dad everything.
I'm rather not going to risk that.
Don't make fun of me now.
Hold on to me. My magic is going to take us to them.
I can transform on my own just fine.
Oh, excuse me. Your father wasn't able to do that back then.
What was that? What did you say about Dad?
Never mind. Let's go.
Oh, I hate this.
I like the one where he jumps off a cliff.
Yeah, that was a nice end to... Yeah. Why can't that be canon?
And so, once again, Asuka was alive.
Together with Jaina, he returned to the castle and rested there for a few days. During that time, he...
I can't get the Asuka out.
Studied the spellbook. Oh, fuck. Thoroughly. He couldn't use many of the spells, however, since he didn't.
Have a powerful soul, but he wanted to get such a soul from Valna.
What was Jaina doing in the meantime?
She watched Asuka, observed him, and was surprised by the incredible power that came from...
him. Asuka explained many spells to her, and told her a lot about the vampires.
When Jaina asked about the old vampires, Asuka told her about the Holy War.
Oh god, this is long-winded.
But he didn't tell her the truth. He told her there were other vampires, which would
only talk to other vampires who attained a certain amount of strength.
During the few days Asghar studied the spellbook, Valnar and Elaine were searching for...
Jaina, I guess. Jaina. They were expecting the worst, but they never would have thought that the thief revived Asghar. Oh, such an old man.
And while they were searching, Asghar was drawing Jaina deeper and deeper into his pool.
Of cruelty. He taught her malicious spells. He taught her malicious spells, and she enjoyed it so much that...
She even forgot she already spent several days inside Asghar's castle. Both of them
studied the book day and night, and Jaina got more powerful with each spell.
And sadly, she picked up Asghar's cruelty.
And so the anger of Jaina towards Valnar and Elaine grew because of the fact that they...
never told her the truth about the vampire's truth in inverted commas. At least, that's how Asghar called it, of course.
He was telling her nothing but lies, but the naive Jaina lost the sense for the truth.
But now you should sleep.
What? Why now? That was a really fucking fantastic story, Grandpa.
But you can't just let it in like this.
I want to hear to the very end.
Maybe I will tell you the story again tomorrow with another ending.
No, tell me the same story but the ending of it.
You'll have to buy Vampire's Dawn 2.
I don't want to play any more fucking Vampire's Dawn, Grandpa.
No.
No, me neither. It's going to be all of this Jaina, Asghar, Elaine, Valnar business.
Oh, okay.
Grandson says, but I wonder, how could Valnar even kill Asghar, even though he was Valnar's creator?
I think we know that already. Yeah, either plane rule doesn't apply, blah, blah, blah.
But hang on, it's not going to make sense that it was the last time he was... fair. I see. So in the normal world, Valnar couldn't have killed Asghar.
Why didn't that make sense?
Hang on. This. Exactly. Asghar knew that and was fair for the first and last time in his... Oh! Okay. In his long life.
Oh.
Oh, okay. So it was changed a tiny little bit.
Was it?
Yeah, because it didn't say in his long life, right? Maybe it did say in his long life, and it meant like he had lived a long time up to that point.
Yeah.
And I guess it's true even in this ending that he was never fair again. Well, I guess when that part happened, I thought he was saying, oh, it was the last time he was fair because he was killed.
Uh-huh.
But he wasn't killed this time.
No.
He came back to life.
Yeah.
After That's being it. Killed.
We're done.
Yeah, that's it. What a lot of writing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We officially voice acted the entire fucking video game.
Yeah. I bet there were bits we missed.
Yeah, most likely. Did you ever have to do, like, social services because of something bad you did?
No, I never did have to do social services because of something bad I did. Or did someone catch you writing on bus stops?
No, nobody caught me. but I had to do something like that at some point, and being done with that kind of feels like being done with this.
Great.
Yeah,
I bet.
It's over once I have edited this episode. I don't have to edit any more Vampire's Dawn episodes ever.
Yeah. I guess technically season, whatever the next season is, it's going to be my job to edit them.
The next thing we do, definitely.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't expect any green screen color key business.
You can
listeners.
Do it audio only, right?
Mm,
No, I'll do. I can capture. I've done video capture stuff before.
Sure.
I've done OBS.
I'm fine with either.
Yeah. So I guess officially, we'll see how we go, listeners. Next season, we're going to do 5 nights at Strangers, 5 days a Stranger or whatever, which is an adventure game, like a point-and-click game. We'll see how we go. If it's interminably boring or it doesn't fit the format, then we'll swap games to what something
happened,
else.
What happened to that spooky game that you streamed for a second at one time?
Ah, Who Lives Under the Lighthouse? Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, I'm like, that's the mental picture I have whenever I think of being done with this game.
Oh, let's do that then, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Totally.
Awesome.
Yeah, cool. We'll see how, like, I don't put up with spooky stuff, but I'll make myself put up with spooky stuff, because the few seconds of that I played felt pretty good.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool to just sit here and look at something without having to use my brain at all.
So, listeners, tune in for next season, in which we'll be playing a horror game I got for $10 off Steam.
Fuck you. That's $10 than I paid for this game.
Mmm.
Oh.
You know, I've got this game now. I've got this game on my PS Vita.
Mmm. You could even
Vampire's Dawn.
You could also get Vampire's Dawn 2 for your PS Vita.
Yeah.
Yeah,
as long as it was made with RPG Maker 2000 or 2003.
It was. That's also free.
Vampire's Dawn 2. What? What's it called?
That's it.
No, scroll up.
Oh,
Ancient Blood.
Oh, you're seeing this. Holy shit.
I didn't know.
Yeah, Ancient Blood. Here are the sprites. That's Asuka now. That's Varna. That's...
Oh. Then like the... Volversion or the Kampf system demo? Yes. The full version?
Yep, that's the full version. My voice is going bye-bye right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what the game looks like, kind of.
Okay.
Elaine looks...
Wait, is that Elaine?
Yeah.
Oh, sehr gut, sehr gut.
I don't even know what you're seeing.
I'm seeing your whole screen.
Okay, you see everything. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's even Gina in the game.
Yeah. Oh.
And who the fuck is this fourth character here? Wow, look at these gigantic sprites.
Wow, hang on. Is that really the battle? Is that the battle screen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, look, here's more of it.
Oh,
there's
a
different fourth character here. This is crazy.
Yeah, look at it. Looks like it's made out of Doom assets. Look at their It looks like, you know, health and ammo in Doom with a little Doom guy portrait.
The bottom UI.
Because it's big red text. Yeah.
How fucking handsome is Asuka? He's like a cross of Vincent Baynard and Asuka.
Wait, is. Why is Asgard in our party? That guy sucks.
Yeah, that's also true.
Like, he's... Okay, so... Oh, this is gonna suck, Pizza. This is no good at all. We're gonna be fighting against our daughter the whole time.
Look
as Asgard
this.
And Elaine. I mean, Valnar and Elaine.
Are we, though?
Yeah, she's gonna be the main bad guy. Because in that one thumbnail, she was like, take this, you flippin' vermin. Or whatever.
Oh, like, shit. Are you seeing this? That's Vampire's
no.
3 graphics.
Well. That sure is something.
My god.
Ugh. I don't know.
Yeah. Alright. Fucked up. Oh, here's a map. Cool.
Cool map. Google. That's Google. Alright, listeners. I think that's enough. Congratulations on making it to the end of Vampire's Dawn, the game I thought was ending 15 episodes ago.
Mm-hmm. At least it did at some point.
At least it ended. We managed to beat it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a great point, because there was a time when I was thinking, oh no, we're not going to be able to beat Vincent Vanyard. He's summoned two gargoyles. Oh no.
If only we would have known. I even checked if the stupid stat spell stacked and it looked like it didn't, but I guess it did, and that would have killed everything.
Yeah. It really did look like it didn't, though, but I guess it did.
Yeah.
Well, we'll know that going forward for Vampire's Dawn 2.
I don't think anything will work the same in that game.
Yeah. And also, listeners, I reckon What's Alive Under the Lighthouse, it might end up being a pretty short game. Maybe, you know, a pretty short game, who knows? So there might be like a little, you know, the Daniel season might be a couple games.
Yeah, please. I don't want to play Vampire's Dawn 2. Episodes. Like,
no.
I don't know when I want to play that. But not right now. And not tomorrow.
Yeah. Well. Oh, goodbye. Goodbye from Malachite.
Goodbye, Malachite. You're my favorite League of Legends character. Whenever I ult with you, everybody gets knocked up. It's very helpful.
Listeners, hit us up on Twitter. Tell us your favorite League of Legends ult.
Please tell me all about it. I can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah, your ult blot or whatever the sequel's called. All right, goodbye, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye. You did it. We did it. Everybody did it.
We did it. You did it. Congratulations, Pizza. Congratulations, everyone.
GG. Well played.
Hmm.
Easy.
Thump. Swap.